Thank you, thank you. That is so powerful. Could you put that, the last slide up of the lyrics, the last one of the lyrics, please, on the screen? I want to thank you, Will. I imagine you're watching today, Will Hanna, the composer of this beautiful song. And I think it was my first Sunday here. I'm not sure when it was, one Sunday ago. It seems like eons ago. Life has been happening, right? That I was here, and over the years, I've begun to realize that there is incredible power in a statement that we've heard this many, many times. And if you look at it in different sections, when you're ready to get some information and some guidance about what's going on, you can say the whole phrase of, be still, be still, be still, and know that I am God. How about if you say, take it one part at a time, be still and know that I am. Now, there's some of us, for a long time when I came to Unity, there's no way that I would say that I am God. I mean, and still, for some of us, that may seem not only a little arrogant, it's just downright blasphemy for some people. Be still and know that I am. And then how about if we just say, be still and know? There's so many teachings that suggest that we always know what is ours to know. If we be still, if we quiet our mind, quiet our busyness, move into oneness, be still and know. And then what about if it's just be still? Oh, be still. Our parents don't necessarily say that when we're younger and when we raise hell. At least mine didn't. But that's really what it's about, right? To be still. And it's with our minds, our incessant thinking, that creates all kinds of drama and real powerful experiences. So be still. And then, of course, the last one is be. Being. We know what that's like. So this morning, we're honoring the sacredness of transition. And so some of you, if you're new to this community and you haven't seen me before or read much about what I'm doing here, I'm in what's called interim minister, or the word we use these days is transitional specialist, to support the Unity Church in Albany as it goes through a change in ministerial leadership. And so there's a lot of things to know and to pay attention to during this era. Well, I've been here since, I think March 24th is when I rolled into Albany, first time I've been north of New York City, from Kansas City, Lee Summit, where Unity Village, where I live. I remembered very powerfully that there's a lot of activity that we had talked about, we meaning your board of trustees and myself, on Zoom, as I was interviewed and hired about, well, what does a transitional specialist do, or what does an interim minister do in situations like this? Well, in situations like this, was totally unanticipated in terms of the drama and the depth of the what's been called now COVID-19 or whatever. And so my first month or more here, really close to 2 months, has been really supporting the board and myself in embracing eventually what is and doing what we can do to make sure that we're connected with you, our Unity family, our Unity community. And the beauty of it is this ministry has been really healthy and thriving for many, many years, decades, I'd say. And you've already do live streaming. And so a lot of that was already in place. And so we were all working on, let's take this to a level where people can tune in. And then we can also use the technology of Zoom. And many of us still complain about Zoom. I do that sometimes and say some things that you wouldn't want to hear. Or maybe you would, but I won't tell you. But without the technology and so on, can you imagine going through this time without having the ability to connect with people? It's not the same, of course, as being in person. And so what's been going on with myself and the board is we've been giving new meaning to chop wood, carry water, to doing what we can to keep going here. And we're probably not too far away when there'll be some more live bodies in this beautiful sanctuary. And it'll help us that have time in wrestling with talking to Well, I trust that there's people out there, but it's just a little piece of equipment there. It's time that we dived in a little bit more. The board and I have thought this is the time where we go more and talk about what is the transition about and why are we doing this. And so the sacredness of it has to do with reflection in a couple of quotes you see on the screen. We therefore encourage one another to build up each other as indeed you are doing. Now, wouldn't you say that's true for you? And I'd say in many ways for the planet. Most of us are really encouraging one another. We're building each other up in spite of the pain and the drama and the unknown. We are individually and in Unity Church in Albany. I know I speak for everyone here. That's our intention, that we are doing that. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. That's Martin Luther. And we know that's true. As we become silent about, how about starting within? Most everyone here has had some level of incredible grief, loss, pain, anger, frustration, loss of hope, whatever words you want to put on that really aren't an obvious expression or an awareness of love's presence in you and as you and through you. And so, if we become silent about things that are within us, and this is true for a lot of men that have difficulty in even knowing what a feeling or emotion is, let alone expressing it, and that's sometimes been me, and I'm doing much better than I ever have, and probably so are you, and for all of us. And so it's really important that we have a place where you can feel safe and you have a venue, a way of being heard and talking about what's going on with you. And so all of that is a sacredness, and it ties into what Unity teaches, in my belief. And it's one of the reasons that I really felt a need to become a minister too. But when I felt complete after being a senior minister in various churches for about 24 years, I also was aware I had already gotten involved in consulting with various Unity churches because I was on a team that did that. And I thought, well, this might be something that I can do. I felt pretty complete with being a senior minister. Been there, done that, some of it. And so there is a sacredness in this time. And I'm not claiming that I am the only one that might have this ability. But as we look at in the next slide, is there must be a better way. So in terms of your life, how many times have you said this? If you're aware of A Course in Miracles, the way A Course in Miracles was finally invited into the planet was there were two individuals, there were psychologists at a hospital, and they were, what's the word to say? They were at fight with each other. They were quarreling. They were in pain. They were just going on and on about it. You ever had a relationship like that? And finally, one of them said to the other, well, there must be a better way to be in relationship. And she said, and I am determined to find it. So, we're not saying that you're in a place here at Unity Church in Albany where things are really full of drama and pain and conflict. There's probably some things like that, but it's not really heavy here. But so if there must be a better way, what is yours to do right now? You're being called, are you not? What is yours as an individual? And in terms of this time of change between what's going on here what we remember from the past at Unity Church in Albany, we don't have a new minister yet. As you all know, or should know, that I'm here temporarily for 6 months, perhaps longer, and I am not and will not be a candidate for your permanent next minister. And some would say, thank God, and bless you. And that's true. But this is a very precious time. And so what we know is that if we believe, all of us will follow up and embrace what your board of trustees has said, yes, we're going to take some time, instead of rushing right in to searching for a new minister, we're going to take some time and dive deeply into taking a look at, well, who are we right now? And I think this takes on a new meaning given the corona time. Because not only are Is this ministry never going to be the same that it ever was? That's true for all churches. It's true for humanity. And we don't really know necessarily where that's going, but we do know as we tap into what we know and what we teach and how we support one another and how we love each other, that we will be guided, and we are. And so that's why it's really important that we look at what is each individual's purpose here, and what is yours to do. And during this transition time, we'll have opportunities to involve everyone. That's what we do. So the next slide says, well, 2020, it's now 5 months into the new year. It seems like a brand new year. It just seems like yesterday we went into 2020. My hell, how'd this happen? And then it seems like forever ago that I was driving across country and seeing not many people on the road and coming here. And that seems like just months ago. What was months ago? So what is the energy and intention you bring to this sacred transition time? And that's a question then that every time we gather, we model the future we want. Peter Brock says that. I love that quote. So as we gather together, let's say right this moment, it's on a beautiful Sunday, and wherever you are, whether it's live or whether you're watching this later, what is the energy and intention you bring to this sacred transition time? Now, it's not only for Unity Church in Albany, because one thing is true about it. If we are doing some incredible work about getting clear on who we are right now and how we are going to be supporting the planet, guess what? When we bring something sacred to this time, then it has it's like a healing wave rolling throughout the universe. It's not just for this ministry, but it begins with every one of us. Let there be sacred time on this planet. Let it begin with somebody else. What is the energy and intention you bring to this sacred transition time? So you've known this was going to be going on for a while, I think, with me and some of the activities with the church. So I invite you, just pay attention as we go through this time and make sure we're growing through it, not just going through it. So here's some thoughts around what is transitional ministry about. In some ways, you might say, well, I've heard this stuff before. It's true. You've not heard it in the context of which we reside right now. The context is, everything's up on the planet. It's a call for love beyond steroids. It's quantum theory. It's beyond what we even know. So some ideas of what we consciously did as we created transitional processes, we meaning Unity Worldwide Ministries, of which Unity Church of Albany is a member, and we wanted to find ways to support churches. And what we've come up with is some 5 points that we focus on. A lot of the programs we do and a purpose for my being here is to support all of you in awareness. For example, the first one is heritage, to explore and appreciate your journey. We're going to be diving deeply in some of our processes. One of them is going to come up in late June. You'll hear more about that at 12:30 in our town hall meeting. I invite you to join us if you can. Explore and appreciate the journey that you individually are on, and then the journey that Unity Church in Albany has been on for decades, since for over 30 years, and then where are we going right now? What's our heritage? And then to deepen your sense of mission, deepen your sense of purpose and commitment to making a difference in the world. One of the things that's been a ground wave of shifting in the last several years in Unity churches everywhere is that we realize that we have been acting as if we're small. We are, in terms of numbers, a small denomination. We have only about 900 Unity churches. Our message, though, is transformational. Our message has been influencing other spiritual thinking and spiritual thoughts and other denominations have even adopted a lot of what Unity's teachings are. So is there a possibility that we have a call to step up and onto the world stage like other Unity churches are, like the whole Unity movement has declared that's what we're doing? That we are here, we have a vision, we see it, it's through Christ's lens. That we are part of a world that is awakening, spiritually awakening, and that we have a role in it. And as it's not called the World Wide Web for any coincidence. And these days, can you imagine what it's like now if we feel connected and at one with each other? It's very simple, at a click of a finger or a point of the mouse, we can be connected with anybody on the planet. We don't know if there's any live streamers from out of this country. There probably are, and we send you love and blessings wherever you are and wherever we are. So we are here to make a difference on the planet, in the difference in Unity Church in Albany, and that's what we want to do. And so, in some ways, connection says the same thing, but discovering deepened relationships beyond the walls of this church. How about this community? We're in a very diverse community, this ministry is, very diverse community. Are there not ways that we could inquire within ourselves as a congregation, what is ours to do in Albany? Beyond what we're already doing, what you're doing right now, there's so much that is happening here. It's been beautiful. It's awesome. And what is coming next? And as we come together, heart to heart and wholeheartedness, we have some ideas. And in terms of your leadership, leadership would include, obviously, your board of trustees and your minister, the past minister, is next minister. And then also those of you that have had leadership positions in the past here, and those of you that are on the staff, and those of you that just step up and do things. We want to, during this time, focus on exploring the needs that members have and people that attend here have in light of the mission, and to organize and develop effective leadership to fulfill the mission. And also, it's not said right here, but we do look at vision, mission, and core values. The next one is the future. Your leadership has decided we're going to take this time for reset, and we're not going to jump right in to begin the minister search process. We've not even formed a minister search team upon our suggestions that we have churches that are really wanting to not take this time. They have all kinds of reasons not to, and we also know from our history throughout the Unity movement, when we don't take time for the ministry to slow down and to inquire within, okay, all right, so we don't have the previous minister, and he or she left for all kinds of reasons, perhaps, and sometimes the minister before that did, and so on. And quite often, it's time for us to say, we're going to take another look. And now, you've heard me say this before, I believe, that if I'm in a long-term relationship for several years with someone, either at work or especially as a partner, a life partner, or we were married or whatever, and suddenly there is a loss, either we just decided to break up in an amicable way, or whether there's pain, drama, and whatever. Most of us would say, it's not wise for me to go out and start dating like right away, and let alone decide to live with and or marry or whatever that person. We need time to come to grips with who we are and what's happening, and time to be open to new possibilities. So this last one on future, to revision and develop a future-oriented expression of this church. What are the core values and the mission? You have done a lot of that already, and during this time span, we will be taking a look at that. And for those of you that maybe not remembering some of the things that we've done this year or a few years ago, you have a chance to get re-energized and to realigned with what is. And the next slide is overall transition statement. This is what we're doing as we move into this. Our intention, and I want to say that I think your leadership, and I'm inviting all of you here to embrace this overall intention that comes from Unity Worldwide Ministries, because the Unity Worldwide Ministries has found out over the decades that churches were always asking the question, there must be a better way to go through change and changing leadership. And so over the decades, this is what, at the request of member churches like this one, to develop some processes that are based on programs that help support change. So our intention is to honor the sacredness of transitions in ministerial leadership by providing specialized programs that support healthy spiritual community through transitional periods of ministry. And then you see the skills and tools that contribute to transformative integration of the past with future possibilities have been developed as we have researched best practices everywhere in psychology, in group work, in other denominations, and within the unity movement itself. So you might ask, okay, so more on me. What are you asking me to do? Now, this isn't the time where members, people that they call Unity Church in Albany your home, if this is your spiritual home, this message about what I'm looking at right now and what you see on the screen right now is for you. It's not just for the leadership. Now, you've heard that before, that everyone that calls Unity Church of Albany is welcome here. And those that feel called to become a formal member, welcome. You can be a member. You do not need to be a member here to be welcomed and to be blessed and to have us see you as a sacred being. So what is ours to do? We're asking everyone to consider that you might have a role, and in fact, I would say you do have a role, in creating and co-creating the future of this ministry, and also in looking at the past and having a role in creating some new ways of looking at the past. What are the gifts out of the past, and what are some things that we're still looking at or we still need to work on? So in the midst of all this, if you find yourself resisting the unknown and resisting these programs that some people say, well, they sound too corporate, and Steve didn't used to work for a corporation, and so therefore, well, yes and yes. Therefore, what I want to say is it's my intention to always apply and demonstrate unity principles in the midst of anything that I do in my life. And whether it's being here in this ministry or other unity ministries I've been, that's the intention. And so I'm also inviting you to embrace this with me. Will you apply and demonstrate unity principles in the midst of this change? And how about not just for this church? Because have you ever noticed that when change happens, that quite often our initial response at some point is, well, they're not doing this right. And that is true everywhere. I mean, it's big right now around the corona stuff, and I get it, and I will say this. You've heard this before. Your parents did the best they could do with what they had at the time in raising you, for example. How's that one? Or our leaders are doing the best they can do with the skills that they have, with the willingness they have, and will we be willing to back off and get back to center? Be still. And no. Is that possible? And the second heart that is yours to do, discover and heal any lingering difficulties from your past. Now, sometimes you don't like the word lingering. I mean, what do we mean by that, lingering? Linger? I don't like that word. Does that mean that it's just another way of my saying I'm denying that it's there, I don't want to pay attention to it, it's just been there, I got so used to it, it's no big deal. My life is wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you for caring. Well, how about in a community? How about in a family, in a work setting? How about on the planet? And let alone, how about politics in this country? You may believe you already have discovered and you've done whatever you can to heal whatever is lingering from your past. And if that's the case, fantastic. I support you in that. But what about other people's perceptions? And as we together take a look at what's going on here, and whether we call it lingering or whether it's brand new to us, if three or four other people in a small group that I'm in during one of these processes says that this has happened in the past and it was painful for me and I was there, I wasn't there, do I say it doesn't happen? Does it matter? No. Will we consciously dive into and live the ongoing spiritual journey together? We are here making a difference on this planet. This is not only about leadership. And I tell you, I don't know about you, but sometimes it's sort of, if I'm not careful, and, you know, Peggy, everybody here that's been in the sanctuary talking and playing music to only a handful of loving folks, it's like, we've got to remember. We've got to remember. And this little device there is connecting us with. And so will we realize that we're together? And the only reason this organization called Unity Church in Albany exists is that we are made a decision that there's something important about all of us, about me, being together with everyone else on this journey. We're on this journey together. And then we broaden that concept with the concept of oneness, that we never walk alone. See, there was a song written to that. That was one of my favorite songs. I began to learn how to play the piano. I used to pound the heck out of the piano just playing it because I needed that message. Deepening relationships with one another. You probably, I know I've been on the Zoom calls with so many of you, and it feels like, at one level, it feels like I really know you all that I've seen on Zoom anyway, and being some of these, the heart-to-hearts and some of the classes and all that stuff. And it's really wonderful. We are deepening our relationship, and what we know we're doing that during this corona time. And there is no end to deepening our relationships. Now, does that mean that the relationship that I had with you or with someone else over here, or you should sit back there, is going to be the same or is the same once we get back to normal? I'd say not. People are changing consistently, and these days change is very, very deep for all of us. And so life is all about relationships, I've come to believe. And when I forget that, that's when I have another blessed growth opportunity, ABGO, another blessed growth opportunity. And sometimes I use another word other than blessed when I'm not in my card, you know. So, and then lastly, certainly not least, we're going to be preparing to embrace a new leader to support Unity Church in Albany in fulfilling its mission. This afternoon in the town hall meeting, we'll talk a little bit more details around what's that about and maybe some tentative time frames. But I can say this right now, is that this work you're doing is changing all of you, and you all already have been changed by what's going on in life. And as you have come together in alignment around who are we, we know why we are here. We embrace who we are. We live who we are. We have come together, and we are putting this out into the world. And yes, we are ready to start searching for the minister. In fact, we know that he or she is already on the way. And they are already on the way, and perhaps they don't even know it. At one level, they do. And so that process will begin sometime in a few months. Don't you know? It's maddening. You want to know exact date, huh? We don't have it yet. It's evolving. It's evolving. And we'll have it for you. So, this last slide. This day is a witness to my sacred purpose. This day is a witness to my sacred purpose. Can it be that this journey is a witness to my sacred purpose? You know, when I was writing this final slide, I added this morning. I love that image. Very spiritually inviting, isn't it? I was flashing on when I first found out. I was at Unity School Seminary to become a minister. I found out you could find out, go to the archives and find the daily word on the day that you were born, and I did. And you heard me share that in meditation. I have faith in God as the one and only power in my life. I have faith in God as the one and only power in my life. And it took a while for me to really get it and to really embrace it. And many times as I was doing running, long runs, I would get what it means, the one and only power. There is no other power but God, but higher power. So if you want to find out the daily word that was written the day you were born, and find out, perhaps, does it resonate with you? Well, if that's the case, you might choose again. But anyway, you can go to online at dailyword.com, and there's a way you can search online for your the word on your birthday. So whatever day it is, will you make it a witness to your sacred purpose? And join your leadership, and join all of us as we come together in the sacred time of change and sacred time of transition. So God bless you.